It's been a difficult year. Everyone has experienced difficulties on different levels because of this pandemic, and there's been a lot of suffering. There's been a lot of discouragement. There's been a lot of heartache. And speaking from Panama's side, it's been a very difficult year for many people. And it's good that we can turn to Scripture and find a way that we can maybe see through the darkness and see through the difficulty. There might be some rays of light that just give us encouragement and hope and the assurance that what is happening, even though we don't understand it, God is in complete control. And there's so many examples that we have in Scripture, but there's one man that really drew my attention, and his name is Caleb. And I want to read a little bit about Caleb tonight. Numbers chapter 14 and verse 24. The Lord is speaking, and he says, "But my servant Caleb." This is in relation to those that went to spy out the land, have a look around, and that little chorus that maybe you sing with the children. 12 spies went to spy in Canaan. 10 were bad, 2 were good. Well, Caleb was one of the 2. And Caleb came back and he had a report. And he told that report to Moses, and Moses told it to the people, but there was someone else listening as well. It was the Lord, Jehovah. And this is what the Lord says about Caleb's report. "But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit," note that phrase, "he had another spirit with him, and hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereinto he went, and his seed shall possess it." That verse is pregnant with precious promises. My servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him and hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereinto he went. And not only him, but his seed shall possess it. Now let's go over to Joshua. Let's go into the land. Let's get across the Jordan, and let's get into the land, Joshua chapter 14. Now it's the time for Joshua to divide up the land. So let's read in at verse 6. Joshua chapter 14, verse 6. "Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal." They're not in Kadesh Barnea now. No, they're way up at the top. They're up in Gilgal. They've crossed the Jordan, and there they are in Gilgal. "And Caleb, the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite, said unto him, Thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea." So he's referring back to Numbers chapter 14. And he says to Joshua, because those were the 2 good guys, the 2 good spies, he said, "You remember what the Lord said, eh, Joshua? You remember that promise?" Caleb never forgot it. No, he never forgot it. So now it's time to divide the land. It's time to reap the benefits. It's time to enjoy the blessing. And Caleb says, "Don't forget, Joshua, what God said. He made a promise." And he says, just in case you don't remember clearly, I'm going to tell you. Verse 7, 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy out the land. And I brought him word again, as it was in mine heart." Remember the spirit he had? He had a different spirit within him, one that fully followed what God wanted. "And he brought him word again, as it was in mine heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, And I wholly followed the Lord my God. He's not boasting here. He's speaking the truth. And there's nothing wrong with that. He's not lifting himself up. He's speaking the truth because he knows that what he saw in that promised land was what God had promised. And the report that he brought was a true report. And he never doubted that that land would be his. 10 others did. So now it says in verse 9, and Moses sware on that day, saying, surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now, behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, since the Lord spake this word unto Moses while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. Now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. As yet I am as strong this day as I was the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now, for to war, both to go out and to come in. Now therefore, give me this mountain, whereof the Lord spake in that day. For thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him and gave unto Caleb. There's more to read, but we'll just leave it there. Caleb, what an interesting character. I just want to think about just some really simple points about this man. You know, he didn't have it easy. We can take his life and we can divide it up into three sets of 40. Well, that doesn't make 85. Well, no, it doesn't. But let's say three sets of 40, and then we'll work with the five after. Just the five is extra. And so we have Caleb. He was one of the ones that came out of Egypt. He was a slave. He was probably around 40 years of age when he came out of Egypt. He wasn't just a child. This man knew the whip of the slave master. This man understood what it meant to make bricks and build cities. This man understood very clearly what it meant to be under the dominion and the control of someone else with no will of his own. He understood that. He had many years in that. We know that the number 40 is a number of testing and trial. And I'm sure I don't have to tell you tonight that's a beautiful study as we go through Scripture to find 40s and see the testing and the trials and the challenges and the faithfulness of God. Well, here we have a 40 years a slave thereabouts. But you know, God brought him out of that. That Passover lamb and that freedom that Caleb enjoyed. And that hope. There's a promised land, Caleb. And that's where we're going. And he leaves that 40 years behind. And I don't think Caleb was one of the ones that said, I'd love to have some garlic and cucumbers. I don't think so. So they're not long. They're not long, and the distance isn't that far. And they're not long, and they come to Kadesh Barnea. It's time to go into the land. Well, that's what God promised, wasn't it? The 40 years have passed. That's gone. We're free. 12 of them are sent into the land. And they bring the report back. 10 say, we can't do it. It's impossible. The walls of the city are too great. There's giants in the land. Yeah. There's also milk and honey. And there's also a promise that God has given us, Caleb said. Don't you remember the promise? That's why God took us out of Egypt. Why would God take us out of Egypt if we can't go into the promise? Why would God make a promise if he can't keep it? Why would God take us out of Egypt? And just like the people said, do you think God wants us to die in the wilderness? That's what the people thought. Caleb said, let's go in and possess the land. No, we don't believe the report of Caleb. You see, how many days were they in the promised land spying it out? They were 40 days. That's another 40. So he's 40 years old. Moses chooses him as one of the ones to go in and spy out the land. Now he's 40 days in the land. Another 40 of adversity. Because I don't think that Caleb had good conversations with the other 10. I think there was conflict between the brother. Because the 10 said we can't, and 2 said we can. And 10 said, look at the giants. And 2 said, look at the fruit. Look at the food. And 10 said, look at the walls. And 2 said, look at the mountains and the fertile ground. And for 40 days, there was a conflict. It's a sad thing when there's conflict between brothers. And it can draw to a point where it robs us of joy. And it can blind the promise that God has given us and the blessings that he has provided for us. Caleb never lost sight of the promise. He brings his report back, an honest report, a report from his own heart that had fully followed God. And the people said no. So the Lord said, for every day you are in the land, you will wander a year in the wilderness. How do you think Caleb felt? What are you doing? You mean I have to suffer with them? Yeah, Caleb. But I was right. That's right, Caleb. But I brought the honest report. That's right, Caleb. But I believe the promise of God. That's right, Caleb. But I saw what God saw. That's right, Caleb. But you're going to have to suffer the same as those that don't believe. But Caleb, I'm going to give you some promises. They're going to die, but you're not. Caleb, that view that you had of the land, you're going to see it again. And not only you, but all your children. And you're not just going to see it, Caleb, you're going to possess it. So there's Caleb. 40 years in the wilderness. And it wasn't his fault. You ever feel like that? Why is this happening to me? It's not my fault. COVID-19 isn't your fault and it's not mine. But it's affecting us. A pandemic that has brought the world to its knees, which wasn't your fault or my fault, has changed our lives in a way that we never ever thought would ever happen to us. And there's suffering, and there's heartache, and there's economic struggle, and there's discouragement. And it's not my fault, and it's not your fault. But God has called us to go through it. But having called us to go through it, there's a promise. We're alive. we're alive in Christ. We're not only possessors of eternal life, but we're alive. We're living it. It's not a possession that you have in your pocket. It's your being. We are alive in Christ. It's not part of me. It's all of me. And we have the promise that we will not die. We have eternal life. And there's Caleb. And the people were dying. And maybe they said to Caleb, Caleb, aren't you afraid? Nope. God told me I will not die. So he says, I believe that. A very simple promise. You know, there was something else that, you know, the people said, we'd like some meat. We'd surely like some garlic and some cucumbers and all those lovely things that we had back in Egypt. You know, they use an expression because it was a mixed multitude. Mm-hmm. Numbers chapter 21, our soul loatheth this light bread.
Everywhere, huh?
Wow.
It's everywhere.
Our soul loatheth this light bread. What were they talking about? They were talking about the manna from heaven. Their soul loatheth. It has no taste. No taste. Honey and wafers is the taste. Well, not to us. We loathe it. It's something we've come to abhor. We detest it. It has no substance to it. It's just light bread. Oh no, Caleb says, no. That's called manna. That's the person of Christ. Well, you go chew on your quail and you go dream about your cucumbers, but I'm going to feed on the manna. And for me, it's fresh every morning. And I can't wait to go out that hoar frost and just get my portion for the day. Caleb not only had a promise, but he had a person. In figurative form, you and I today have a person of Christ. Are we feeding upon him? Is the sands of the wilderness getting to you? It's not my fault. No, it's not your fault. It's not mine either. But every trial and every test is not to destroy, it's to build up. And here's Caleb. I said, I'm okay. I'm alive, and I'm going to stay alive. And I've got manna to eat every day. 40 years feasting on the manna in a trial that wasn't his fault. In fact, he did everything right. And yet he's still suffering with those that disobeyed God. There was that constant idea. I'm going to possess. Now I know Canaan is not heaven. But it's that enjoyment of all the blessings that we have in Christ. There were battles in Canaan. There was a war. There were wars in Canaan. But allow me the application. Caleb was looking forward to enjoying the fullness of what God had promised him 40 years before. He not only had a promise, he not only had a person, but he had a possession that was absolutely sure he would go into that land and he would be alive and he would have something to sustain him for 40 years until he got there. So now he's there. 40 years a slave. 40 days of disagreement with his brethren. He was right. Now 40 years in the desert. Finally get across the Jordan. Well, he says, Joshua, where's my peace? Remember what Moses said? So he reminds him. And I like what Joshua says. He says, I'm 85 years old. Oops, there's that 5 years. Where'd that come from? I'm 85 years old, he said. And he said, I don't feel a day over 40. He says, I have as much strength today as I did back then when they sent me to spy out this land. I don't feel a day over 40. I'm just as strong then as I am now as I was then. Give me my land, Joshua. Oh, Joshua, listen. Joshua, I don't want the lowlands that are flat and easy to walk on. I want that mountain, Hebron, with that fortified city. You see, Caleb endured a lot. There's a number of 40s in his experience. Lots of trials, lots of difficulties. Caleb was stronger because of them. He wasn't weaker. Caleb's confidence in God was deeper, not lesser. And when Caleb came into the promised land, he didn't say, well, that's good. Okay, we're here. How be something flat now? Just, you know, I'll put my tent up and we're here. We've made it. No, no, no. Let's keep going. Give me another trial. Give me another difficulty. Because in the difficulties I grow. Because in the difficulties I'm made stronger. Because in the adversity, God will sustain me. He proved it for 40 years. So give me that mountain. Caleb, you're 85. No, I feel like I'm 40. I'm ready to go to war. I'm ready to go out and I'm ready to come in. I'm ready to conquer. I'm ready to enjoy the victory that God has promised me. In the 5 years, well, there's a lot of different opinions to that, isn't there? Was it the years of war? You know, number five in the scriptures is the number of grace and blessing and goodness. I just like to think that that extra five with Caleb was just God's grace to him in all his adversity and difficulties. Just 5 years there, Caleb, just to show you, he giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater. And he sendeth more strength when the labors increase. To added afflictions, he addeth his mercy. Multiplied trials, his multiplied peace. When we have exhausted our store of endurance, when our strength has failed and the day is half done, when we reach the end of our hoarded resources, our Father's full giving is only begun. Fear not that thy need shall exceed his provision. Our God ever yearns his resources to share. Lean hard on the arm everlasting, availing. The Father both thee and thy load will upbear. His love is no limits. His grace is no measure. His power no boundary known unto men. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus he giveth and giveth. And giveth again. Caleb, give me this mountain. 85 years of age. Lots of trial, lots of adversity, lots of difficulty. And he could have said, I told you so, I was right. He never did that. He accepted it was God's plan. He put his confidence in God's promises. He enjoyed daily the person of the Lord Jesus, the manna. And that sustained him. and he never, ever forgot. I'm going to possess what God has promised me. May God help us. His grace is sufficient. And may these difficulties that we're in only be that which will make us stronger. Encourage us. And make us see God maybe in ways that we never saw him before. He knows exactly where we are. And he knows exactly where what we're passing through. And he's not going to give us more than we can bear. But he's certainly going to give us a whole lot to bear us up. And he, not that he will not fail, he cannot fail. Trust that the Lord will encourage us with these few thoughts about a guy by the name of Caleb. We don't hear too much about him, but I've certainly appreciated just thinking a bit about him in the last number of weeks.